Along with the Council for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Ernesto Falcone is here. Ernesto, good morning.
Good morning.
We are awaiting, of course, the vote from the FCC on net neutrality. It looks like they're going to repeal it. And what's the bad news about that?
Well, it's arguably, I think, one of the worst decisions in terms of internet policy history. It is empowering the companies such as Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon to decide the internet experience. Right now, the law, you know, ensures that anyone can go anywhere they want to go on the internet, and there's no interference from your internet service provider. And we're getting rid of those laws right now as we speak.
And you're angry with this decision because that means that Verizon's going to be able to decide how fast my Netflix comes. Not Verizon, but Comcast.
Well, Verizon too. I mean, any of them. And
yeah.
And it's going to, what's going to happen is now they have full power to go to every single, you know, application, internet company, edge provider, big and small, and start demanding fees and for priority access, or you know, you name it, that whatever scheme they want to come up with to extract extra rents from what are valuable activities on the internet. They're given free rein. There is no rules or laws now, you know, after the FCC votes on this, in place to police that behavior anymore.
It sounds like censorship, Ernesto.
What it's going to do is it's going to really kind of crush small businesses and the small player. You know, I'm not worried for Netflix and Google and Facebook.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
What I'm worried about is they have the money to pay those extra fees. So they're going to be cemented as the de facto players on the internet. It's the new players that will never be able to challenge them because they won't have the same level playing field that they have under the net neutrality rule that exists, you know, that have existed.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Ernesto. So the lack of net neutrality means that big companies like Verizon or Comcast or whatever can pay to have their particular services provided faster and first?
Exactly. And it's more that, and you know, any all comers who have the money to pay them extra will get some sort of priority treatment. I mean, what's fascinating that happened recently with Comcast, I mean, one of the arguments from the proponents of this repeal is these companies, you know, they've made lots of public statements that they'll never engage in these, like, really awful behaviors. And the day that the FCC announced its intention to repeal the rules that prevent ISPs from doing these things, Comcast deleted from their net neutrality pledges a number of things that involved, you know, pay priority access, called pay prioritization. I mean, they fully intend to do that. Otherwise, why would they eliminate, you know, quickly delete off their website all public commitment not to do it?
So the current argument is that the current FCC rules throw the relationship out of balance. For instance, like Netflix could move to DVD from DVDs to streaming because the internet had become faster. Now, if you're saying that we want everything to be open, well, basically invent a faster internet and then we'd all be better off in the first place.
I'm not following what you mean.
Well, just in the fact that you need creativity and some of the rules that the FCC net neutrality is not spurring innovation. We're basically leveling the play field.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, the intent of ensuring that all players are treated equally is to ensure that every good idea, no matter how small you are, you know, you're given a fair shot to compete with Netflix. You know, Netflix has been a great company in terms of that it's coming in. But as what we always see in the market, the bigger a company gets, the more stagnant they start becoming in terms of their willingness to kind of take risk or come up with new ideas or different approaches. You want to preserve the alternatives and the new Netflix, if you will, which is what the law supported up until very soon. I mean, they're debating it right now at the FCC. To eliminate these rules.
So what about, Ernesto, what about the overall, watchdog aspect of this? The FCC is in charge of this, right? So would throwing out net neutrality mean that the FCC no longer has any recourse, no matter what the internet companies do?
So what's happening is that net neutrality is the rule that's being repealed, but the FCC is going even further than that. What they're also doing is what's called reclassifying internet service providers into what are called Title I information services. That effectively moves them out of the reach of a vast majority of the competition and just non-discrimination law that exists for common carriers. Because if they're no longer considered common carriers by the expert agency, the FCC, there's virtually no real law that applies to them and their behavior.
Wow.
There's also no real, you know, and there's no real remedies within antitrust law because the Supreme Court has really given the expert agencies the first jurisdiction of handling antitrust complaints. So, you know, I can't file an antitrust complaint against a cable and telephone company without the courts likely throwing my claim out and saying, well, the FCC is in charge of it.
Yeah.
And so now I have an agency that says, you know, let's just let them do what they want. We won't apply any sort of protections for consumers, and that's fine.
Well, let's talk about the future of this. So it is expected that the FCC is going to repeal net neutrality today. And so what, you know, is there a certain period of time that has to pass before this issue is revisited, or is that just open-ended?
So the fight's going to be on multiple fronts. I mean, I think with the internet service provider industry, and I'll make it very clear, it's really Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, and the other really big players. The small internet service providers, for the most part, many of them support the Title II net neutrality rules. They support an FCC having oversight over the industry because mm-hmm. they're the ones that are trying to break into these markets and compete with the major incumbents. It's these massive vertically integrated incumbents that support, you know, eliminating all the federal obligations that exist. What's going to happen next is it's going to get challenged in court. That'll be, you know, an ongoing litigation. There's intention from Congress to reverse the FCC's decision, and what they'll use is called the Congressional Review Act. It's a procedure that Congress has to repeal a regulation, and it's closely divided in the United States Senate. It's actually unknown how that will play out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I know where the public is. You know, I know more than 80% of the American people, based on the last poll I saw just today, support keeping net neutrality.
Yeah.
So
it's going to end up in court. Yeah. There's no question about it. And sadly, we've run out of time. But Ernesto, thanks so much for being with us this morning. And no doubt we'll talk again.
Sounds good.
That is Ernesto Falcone. He is the counsel for the Electronic Frontier Foundation.